All right, so the Tigers are in the midst of their annual MLB draft. They made four selections yesterday. Competitive balance round gave them an extra draft pick at number 34. They picked a 24 and 34, and then they had their second and third round picks yesterday. Today, it's the rest of the draft. They go through 20 rounds. One of the picks yesterday, the second pick that they made, the 34th overall, was a catcher from Long Island by the name of Michael Oliveto. Big kid, 6'3", 18-year-old, who apparently has a ton of power, and they really like that he's got a ton of power. Was not highly regarded in terms of the rankings of all these prospects, but apparently has a power tool that's quite high and athletic, so the Tigers like that stuff. Good. I don't have a problem with that. We won't see him for the next 5 years, but that's fine. What I found is interesting that he is Stoney. He is committed, had been committed. Well, probably not anymore now that he's been drafted this high, but he'd been committed to Yale.
Yale from the Ivy League.
Yale. So I thought about this. I'm like, okay, if you're the parents of this kid and you've got an 18-year-old who's clearly talented enough at baseball to be drafted and drafted high, like I said, 34th overall, would you rather he goes to the minor leagues and tries his hand at baseball where he may flame out after 5 years or whatever, 6 years, whatever it could be for him? Or would you rather he goes to Yale, plays baseball at Yale, because that's how he's getting there. Gets his, I don't know what he is academically, but clearly we'd have a scholarship there. And matriculate from Yale. So he has a Yale degree. And oh, by the way, if he's good enough, he can get drafted again after his third year at Yale and go to the majors at that point.
Well, they don't have scholarships at the Ivy League. They have aid. Wink, wink. I don't know if Yale has a big NIL for baseball. So I'm not sure about that. You know, I think the problem is when you go to college, you have this opportunity to play pro baseball. You think you have a chance, so you go through the minor leagues and go through that. And after 2 or 3 years, if there's no progress, then you just go back to college. Then you go to college.
So I just did a quick Google search. How much does it cost to attend Yale University?
Here's my guess. Ready? Probably counting room and tuition, probably $80,000 to $90,000 a year, something like that.
It's a good guess. The total cost to attend Yale University for the 2024-25 academic year is $90,975, which includes tuition, room and board, and other fees. However, Yale offers generous financial aid, and many students pay significantly less than the sticker price, according to CNBC. Let's just say that it drops down. Maybe let's say it goes to $50,000 a year. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money to pay for a year of school, but it's Yale. As I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the kid and in the shoes of the parent. And as a kid, you're playing baseball. You just want to play baseball. And the idea of not having to go to school and just play baseball is incredibly appealing. You know you're talented. You're being drafted this high. But there's no guarantees you make it. I mean, you can be drafted first overall. There's no guarantee you're going to make it. And your baseball career could be done before you're 25. And then what do you do? That's the whole thing, right? I think even as much as I love sports, I might have a hard, for me it's different because I was not a good student and I did not like attending school. I guess maybe I'd fall into that category. I'll play baseball. My parents probably would have killed me if I chose playing baseball over going to Yale. So putting yourself in the shoes of a parent, which you are, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful twin girls. Had they gotten accepted to Yale? Or they got a chance to play, you know, be drafted in some professional sport. How would you have advised them?
I would say follow your dream. If your dream is to play professional sport, let's say Well, my daughter got a partial scholarship to Georgia for equestrian for D1. She went and then she transferred to Michigan State after a year. But I told her to, you know, go for it, you know, whatever. And I would tell them to do the same thing. Now, it wasn't Georgia or Yale, so you know what? I would say if I was his parents, if you want to play baseball, go for it. If you don't get it, you know, go to a different college, or if we can afford Yale, we'll afford Yale. And maybe, and I'm just making this up, but knowing where he lives or where he's from, Hauppauge, Long Island, my guess, not 100% true, is that his parents can afford to pay for Yale.
Well, fair enough.
Easy. That could be wrong. That could just be a stereotype of Long Island, but yeah.
I just thought it was interesting because it was, you know, we see all the time that kids pass up college to go sign with their baseball teams. If you're first round pick, you know, you're signing, your signing bonus is anywhere from a few million dollars up to whatever, $8 million as a signing bonus, which is great, except you really look at that and how much money is that really in real terms. You chop it in half, basically, and that's how much it is. And then your career can be done after just a few years. Or you could hit it big and live up to the potential and end up having a long career in baseball and make hundreds of millions of dollars. But that's the crapshoot that is professional sports. I thought it was interesting because it's Yale. It wasn't like he was, you know, vacillating between, oh, yeah, I'm committed to play at
LSU.
Right, which is a great baseball school.
Right.
But academically, it's nothing special.
Correct. By the way, the most famous people from Hauppauge, Long Island include Gator, Bud Harrelson, former shortstop for the Mets, Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin?
Yep.
The actress?
Yep.
who got in trouble. for getting her daughter in school.
James Hagans, the BC hockey player, was just drafted by the Boston Bruins. And somebody that you might know, because I never heard of before, Candace Knight, the vocalist, lyricist, and the wife of Richie Blackmore.
Oh, from Blackmore's Night. Yeah. Yes. Richie Blackmore, the guitar player from Deep Purple and Rainbow. Mm-hmm. And now just performs with his wife.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
Very medieval type music.
Yes.
It's really interesting. And she has a good voice too.
And did you see what this, I saw a video that was posted by, I think it was Tigers Minor League Report or Roger Casilio. I think that's his name, who does a lot of minor league baseball stuff for the Tigers. The kid is a Rubik's Cube savant. They showed a video of him solving the Rubik's Cube in, like, you know, 20 seconds.
I've never understood. I mean, that's all just, like, it's just memory, right? With the Rubik's Cube, like, I always tried to, when I was trying to solve it or get a side or get a couple sides to it, it was, like, with a specific thing of, this is how I'm going to try to do this. The people that can solve it in 20 seconds, I don't think it's a mathematical mind. It's just, like, they've been taught what the formula is, and they're able to rotate the cube or whatever.
I guess my daughter.
To get it to that point. I've always been fascinated by it.
One of my daughters used to be able to do it within 2 minutes, I think, which was to me. It's a day. You could give me. I swear to God, you could give me a Rubik's cube, and it would be, I don't know, 5 years before I would get it right.
I would never get it right.
Never.
Because I had one when I was a kid, and the most I could get. Were a couple. I don't even know if you can actually get three sides, but if you could, that's what I did. I basically got a half done, maybe.
Right.
And I just dropped interest. But back in the day, I mean, you had the Rubik's Cube, and that spawned all different types of stuff. Then you had the snake. You had the pyramid. You had others that were kind of cool, but I was never good at that thing. Plus, it depended on the cube itself. If it moved well, some moved better than others when you would spin when it started cranking the cube around. But that's kind of crazy, the Rubik's Cube people.
Do you have a unique talent?
Like that? Maybe not like that. And it's not a motor skill talent. at times in my life, I've been, I was able to pick off, like, in the mid-80s, I was a big professional wrestling fan. I knew everything about professional wrestling when I was 16 years old. Everything. And you could ask me anything, and I knew the answer to it. I can't do that anymore like I used to, but...
Where was Baron Miguel Ciclona from?
Well, they said, you're going, Germany, I don't know.
The Isle of Malta.
Was he from Malta, along with John Bonello, former referee? Who was kind of local, actually. Tag department was Randy Scott back in the big-time wrestling days in Detroit. But yes, this stuff like that. Uh-huh. I was kind of a little bit of a savant like that. And actually, we did something over the weekend where one of my friends is a bit of a savant when it comes to disco music. To the point where we're at this event at a party on Saturday, and one of my friends grabs the phone and goes and starts pulling up disco songs. And within 5 seconds, she knew every one of the songs. The name of the song and
was who she sang listening it. Remember when we did National Disco Day a few weeks ago?
She works during the day, so she definitely wasn't listening. Oh. But at the same time, while she was doing
she
that,
should have
then
gone
I
to the
said,
Odyssey Rewind. What kind of friend is she?
It's a good point. I'll shame her later on.
Yes.
But to that point, I did say after that, I said, "Well, you can try me with 80s hair metal." And then they started going through 80s hair metal songs, and I had them like that. But that's not a motor skill, crazy skill like some people have. But maybe you have it. Maybe you have that crazy skill like solving a Rubik's Cube. 248-539-9797 is the telephone. If you want to brag about yourself, feel free. You want to talk Tigers, feel free. We'll do it next. 97.1, the ticket. Hey, make Builders First Source your destination for professional window and exterior door installations. And I'm going to take a drink of water. Excuse me for that. You can add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-Tru, and more. Then you can have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with our expert builders at Builders First Source installation team. You can have it done right with quality products and services. You can just visit one of their locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township or online at BuildersFirstSource.com. That's BuildersFirstSource.com.